The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Peter Finn is with me. Pete the Builder, you'll know him as, you'll see him on the TV actually, the month after next, September. Home Rescue is going to be back on RTÉ 2 television from September 4th. Getting kids involved in DIY though, bit of DIY around. Lots of people now listening to this, Pete, think I have to give them something to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, to get the kids to do DIY, it means that the adults have to do it as well.
Yes.
So there's a bit of commitment involved to this process. But, you know, I'm a very, very strong advocate of kids getting involved in learning how to do what I call life skills, DIY early doors. It becomes a habit. It becomes a routine. Before you know it, they actually get very proficient at using tools. They know the tools. They even know what jobs are happening. And it just makes life so much easier, because the fear of the unknown is slowly broken down. And do it in a fun way. Enjoy it. DIY should be enjoyed by adults. It definitely should be enjoyed by kids.
Well, let's actually start with the adults, because I guess the adults have to have a certain amount of knowledge as well, do they? There's no point in kind of teaching the kid how to rewire the plug if you don't know how to do it yourself.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying you need to have your kids mixing concrete and wheeling wheelbarrows, you know. That day, unfortunately, is gone. That was great back in the day. I did a bit of that myself when I was a kid. No, but genuinely, like, you know.
They could have done some of mine for me. I have pretty sandy concrete in this cabin back, it has to be said. But anyway.
No, but genuinely, like teaching skills is a good thing. But learning skills yourself as an adult is a very good thing to do. And, I've said this several times, being in with yourselves before, like, those skills are gone. I call them life skills. Yes, they are DIY. But genuinely, if you can't change your tyre on your car, if you can't fix your plug, or you can't change a light bulb, honestly, you need to have a good chat with yourself and, you know, upskill yourself to at least that level. Then take the next step of, you know, taking a room on and doing a bit of painting and all that type of stuff. When it comes to the kids, get them involved as well. There is nothing more satisfying. I can guarantee you, if you do any job with your kids, the next time they see the grandparents, they're going to tell the grandparents all the details, the bits that you didn't even think they seen about, maybe the paint being spilled, the screw going in the wrong way, how much fun it was. I can't wait to show you that wall. And it just creates a little bit of energy, a bit of connection, a bit of contact, and a bit of crack. And so, you get a bit of work done.
So what are simple things, simple jobs to start them with that you would recommend?
Well, like, genuinely, I'm talking about starting really basic here, right? Honestly, start off with a bit of cardboard stuff where you're saying, we're going to build a little house, right? And then you kind of get them to start getting the figure stuff together. Get them to get a bit of gooey paint and slime and all that type of stuff, and kind of go, oh, isn't that cool? Why don't we do that now where it's actually on the house? So you kind of get the messy bit out of the way, start just with stuff that doesn't really matter. Painting is a very, very easy one. Kids love paint. Make sure you make it like the scene from, you know, a serial killer movie. Put stuff
Dexter,
everywhere.
Dexter, that's the word I was looking for. It's
like Dexter, right? So it doesn't matter where they put the paint, it's going to be okay, you know? And honestly, just let them have a bit of fun. Start off with the hands, painting bits and pieces everywhere. You can always paint over it again.
I think that's a really good point. You can paint over it. The two fears, I think, well, sometimes people, they don't know how to do things themselves, so they don't want to show the kids how to do it. They worry about the kids hurting themselves, that they'll lop a finger off or something.
Let's get over ourselves.
And the other thing they worry about is, because it's to do with the house, they feel like something goes wrong here, and anything that involves getting somebody out to fix it might cost me a fortune.
Well,
if I have to get Pete out to fix this bloody job,
you'll get mates rates. No, but seriously, like, whenever I have my kids working with me, and if they fall, of course I'm thinking, oh, the missus is going to kill me if I hurt them. But like, look, we have to, like, kids, believe it or not, can walk on their own two feet. Kids, we were kids ourselves once. Health and safety's gone through the roof. I'm not saying put kids in dangerous situations. I'm not saying have them kangooing grounds and stuff like that. Honestly, all of my kids can use a screw gun. Honestly. Now, I wouldn't give them a big sharp drill bit and start getting them to drill through a wall, but I absolutely can have them screwing stuff off. They can put nails in the wall. I can get them to measure. They can even give me sizes back. All of those type of stuff. Like, hanging a picture on the wall. It's a very, like, don't get a big heavy picture. Get a very light picture. Put the picture of you and your wife and your partner and with the kids in the picture, nice and light. Put a panel to pin on the wall. It's not just about that. It's about measuring it, getting it centered, all of those type of simple things. That will take you, anybody that's listening to this now, that will take you 10 minutes to do. A panel pin into a plasterboard wall. You're measuring it. The kids are going to think there's just so much of an achievement. And forevermore, they're going to be going, remember we put the picture of us on our holidays in Salou at that up on the wall there.
What jobs then, if there's a long list of simple jobs they can do, what jobs would you not recommend? You say, keep them away from that.
Plumbing and electrical work. Depends on the age, you know, but that's even for adults. Like, I mean, you know, we've all seen the Daniel O'Donnell ad, don't be, you know, servicing the boiler. And that's a very good ad because, you know, going in that direction is not a good thing. But being self-sufficient is a very good thing. And it depends on the age of the child that we're talking about. You know, obviously up to 15 and 16, they should be doing very good tasks around the place. They should be able to level something, all of those type of things. Look, honestly, right, the good thing about DIY is it's very forgiving. Nobody's going to come in. I'm a professional, so if I do something wrong, someone comes in and looks and goes, you did that wrong, you know. And whereas if you do in DIY, you go, yeah, I did get it wrong, but you know, I'm going to fix it next week. Or, you know what, yeah, we learned a little bit on this one, we'll do the next one a bit better.
Yeah, eventually though, you can start allowing a little bit of kind of electrical stuff to creep in.
Absolutely.
And when I say that, I'm not talking about rewiring the house or kind of anything like that, anything to do with live wires. But we mentioned the plug. I mean,
change the plug, change the light bulbs. Like, I mean, absolutely everybody should be able to do them. Like, they are very simple. And an awful lot of stuff was plug and play now. LED lights, an LED light is very much low voltage. That's plug and play. What that basically means is you plug it into a socket, but before you plug it into the socket, before you put power into it, you can have LED lights ran wherever you want to run them. And you can set them up in some very cool ways. You plug it in, they can be on timers. There's so many simple, cool things out there. And it can have a really good, nice effect. And come here, kids love having their room done up. Like, one of my kids is a little castle. I built her a little princess castle and I got her to help me paint it. She's got a little LED light that she loves to turn on in the evening. Little nightlight type stuff. All simple stuff like that as well that creates magic and creates a little bit of imagination. And again, I keep on saying this, the crack that you'll have. I love doing a bit of work with my dad when I can in the evening or the weekends or whatever, you know. It's a bonding exercise, do you know what I mean? And you're able to have a bit of crack and you're able to do a bit of work together. Very, very satisfying.
There's no point knowing how to change a flat tire because the new cars have no spare tire.
It's the truth, actually.
Pete's a top bloke. He did our extension for us. He was great at explaining to the kids, in fairness to you. Great at explaining to the kids when they had questions. So there you go. Were you a wrestling fan when you were younger, WWF?
Yeah, I did a bit of wrestling, yeah.
Hulk Hogan has passed away, age 71.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, just came through just there now.
Lots of people. 24-inch pythons.
Yeah, there you go. Now, exactly. Lots of people, myself and Pete's Vintage, will remember Hulk Hogan. Well, yeah. Big feature of our childhood, Hulkamania. And everything else.
Sorry,
listen, we might talk about it, yeah, a little bit later in the show. Listen, Pete, sorry to end on that note, but it just came up in front of me there, breaking news. Great to talk to you.
Thanks very much. Get out there, DIY, get the kids involved, enjoy it.
And listen, if you enjoy Pete, Home Rescue, Thursday, September 4th, RTE2 television as well. Keep an eye out for it back on screens. Pete back on the screens. Peter Finn, Pete the Builder, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.